From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Youth Fair is going virtual. The fair was canceled last month due to the coronavirus pandemic, but a new plan has now emerged for the 66th annual event. The Quarantine Classic will have an entirely new feel. Greene County Agricultural Society Secretary Patricia Ross said, and I quote, "We tried to come up with something for the kids to show their exhibits and stay interactive with the fair," end quote. Non-livestock submissions will be submitted either in a 1 to 3 minute video format or with photos accompanied by a written description. Livestock submissions require a 1 to 3 minute video demonstrating how the youth handles the animal in the show ring. Photos of the animal before and after being prepared for the show ring are also required for the submission, and the exhibitor has to answer 5 questions about the animal in the video portion. The submission deadline is July 17th. To have the video and the photos featured in the virtual shows, a release must be signed by a guardian and submitted by July 3rd. Youths from the age of 5 to 21 can participate as long as they are residents of Greene County. The fair is not exclusive to 4-H members. Publication of virtual exhibits will follow the original schedule for the fair, with the poultry, dog, and swine shows on July 23rd, dairy, rabbit, and beef shows on July 24th, and horse, goat, and sheep shows on July 25th. Details on how to submit videos, new fair contests, and more can be found at GreeneCountyYouthFair.com. Dennis Slattery is reporting in the New York Daily News. Orange County legislator L. Stephen Bracia, the man looking to unseat State Senator James Scopus, has been campaigning during the COVID-19 crisis as a Uber driver in a car with official county plates. Republican Bracia, chairman of the county legislature, will face first-term Democrat Scopus in the November general election. In a recent interview with Hudson Power Broker, a conservative aggregate news site run by Assemblymember Karen Layer of Dutchess County, Bracia said he has been driving for the ride-hailing service and chatting with riders about his campaign for months. Bracia uses his personal vehicle when picking up fares, and the plates on that car identify him as a county official. Orange County spokesman Justin Rodriguez said, and I quote, "Under state law, county legislators are able to have plates they pay for on their personal vehicles which identify themselves as county legislators," end quote. Rodriguez did not say whether driving a car for hire with official tags presented an ethical issue. Bracia makes $50,000 a year as a legislator, as well as $17,000 a year as mayor of Montgomery, a job he has held since 1990. In the interview with Layla, Bracia characterized Scopus as soft on crime and too generous with taxpayer dollars. Read the full story in the Daily News. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. Governor Andrew Cuomo said July 28th that public schools may reopen or online teaching may continue in the fall. Cuomo said in an interview on Meet the Press, and I quote, "We're preparing to open schools, but I'll be honest with you, it's 2 months away. I mean, this is complicated, so let's get the facts and we'll make the decision when we have to, but we're prepared. But if this continues across the country, you're right, Chuck, kids are going to be home for a long time," end quote. COVID-19 cases in New York have dropped considerably. 5 people died from the virus on June 27th, the lowest since March, with 616 new COVID-19 cases announced. But around the rest of the country, cases continue to grow. And now travelers from outbreak hotspots are reportedly bringing the coronavirus back to New York. You can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that Peckham Industries last week formally withdrew its proposal for a construction and demolition debris berm in Catskill. Jason Capel, the company's director of technical services, wrote to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, and I quote, Peckham Industries is withdrawing from permitting consideration the project known as the Peckham Catskill Berm Project. The economic climate is not right at this time. Last October, the company filed with the DEC to bury up to 600,000 tons of construction and demolition debris on barges on the Hudson River from downstate. The plan drew opposition from environmentalists. Dave Walker, a geologist and member of the Keep It Green group, said in a press release, and I quote, "The Peckham Berm Project was in fact an unlined landfill for construction and demolition waste," end quote. A different company recently withdrew a proposal for a construction and debris transfer station in Athens along the Hudson River. Environmental activists have also been calling for the closure of the S.A. Dunn Construction Debris Landfill in Rensselaer. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Abigail Rubel is reporting for the Times Union. New York State troopers issued nearly 25,000 traffic tickets during the recent Speed Week enforcement campaign. The campaign ran from June 11th to 17th. During the week, troopers wrote 13,131 speeding tickets, 574 distracted driving tickets, and 294 tickets for move-over law violations. They also arrested 186 people for drunk and impaired driving. In the Capital Region, 1,862 tickets were issued. During the 2019 campaign, 25,097 tickets were issued statewide, including 13,055 for speeding. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.